This is Man vs. Marriage, the podcast. Yeah, and to put it in simple terms, you're there for diplomacy, not for combat. And so you're kind of you're letting your guard down. You're willingly coming to talk about something, and then you might say something that's very uncomfortable. I mean, you might even feel ashamed to talk about it. But that's where you have a relationship built upon the principles of trust. And that your spouse is not going to take something there and use it against you during another conversation. And those are things that you learn and you grow through when you're intentional about your relationship, because you set these terms up together. You set the boundaries up together. And so, you know, that's something that I really truly encourage you. We're gonna bring to you over the course of the coming year our newest levels of communication and what that looks like, how to start it, how to engage in it, based on an additional 5 years of experience. So we had 10 years going into the podcast. Now we have an additional five, so a combined over 15 years of experience where we've taken these principles. Some of these principles Coach Rita didn't give us. We developed them because we were intentional. It's like, well, here's a gap in our relationship. So how can we fill the gap? And so we put them together, and all that she gave us, and that is my hope and prayer for you listening to this, that you would take what we've learned, just like we took from Coach Rita, adapt it to our relationship so that your relationship becomes something that you're extremely intentional about and you feel deeply connected to it. And then where there are other gaps, because you have your own experience in your relationship, you develop other tools that help you close the gaps. Because that, in turn, you can share those with us. We can share them with the audience. And now what you've created and your experience helps marriages legitimately around the world. Because this podcast goes around the world now. So you actually have a part to play, a very important part to play in this podcast as you listen to it, as you set up things with your spouse, as you implement some of these things. Your experiences matter to the audience. If you haven't listened to listener email episodes, after this is over, go find some. Because those guys that are sending in messages, the guys don't always like what I have to say, which is understandable. But I don't necessarily take that approach. I kind of, you know, I ask the question so that you can come to a determination, and then now it's up to you to move forward. But understand that you, the listener, I don't know if you know how important you are to the show and to the thousands of people that listen to the show. Your experience, your victory, your struggle could be something that helps set someone else free on this planet. It is that important. And Jeannie and I are here to facilitate you as the listener. We are facilitating you and helping you to build your relationship. It's vitally important that you become intentional about it. But then the way that you pay us back is number one, implementing and improving your relationship, dedicating yourself as a husband or a wife. And then tell us your story so that we can tell other people and their lives can be affected. People's stories in other countries, we're in the United States of America, but people from around the globe are benefiting from listener emails. People in Australia are benefiting from people's story in Trinidad. People in Canada are benefiting from people's story in the UK. People in Mexico are benefiting from people's stories in the United States of America. In Egypt, in Saudi Arabia, in Ireland, in Scotland, and so on and so forth. So you have a part to play in this. You are the ripple effect. You matter in this group. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear how it goes when you approach your wife or you approach your husband. You say, hey, I've got some things I want to talk to you about. I'm nervous about it. But could we set some time aside on this day so that we can go and have a discussion? And you can even bring it forward, you know, say, hey, I'm listening to this podcast, and this principle helped their relationship. And look, these are crazy people. They've been married going on 25 years, but they have 8 kids. They're crazy. 3 of their kids have autism. They've been through crazy stuff. And our marriage is good, but I want to nudge us along to great. And this is a principle that helped them. Would you be willing to listen to this? And then we could make something of our own. And that to me is somewhat disarming to say, hey, this is working for them. Maybe it'll work for us and we can connect more deeply. We could have better sex. You can feel romanced. You can feel like you are, yeah, fist bump. You can feel like you matter more. You can feel more loved. You can feel X, Y, or Z. We can have better X, Y, Z. So that's where these principles come into play for you, the listener. But you need to go do them. Get off. Ooh, I almost said a naughty word. I probably should have. Get off your telephone. Get off the computer and get into your relationship again. Get off of, I mean, there's a certain amount of time that's positive for Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, but get invested in your relationship again. Go have these meaningful discussions, whether they're tough or they're exciting. Embrace your relationship. Lead your marriage. Lead your family. In turn, you'll lead your community by your example. I'm not giving you advice that I don't live. That's a fact. And I hold this belief very deeply that the best advice I can give you is to be the example. And that is what I'm doing. And that is what I'm challenging each and every man listening to this right now to do the same. Enough with the excuses. Enough being the victim that your wife is doing this or that and this is why you can't do it. No. That crap is over. Stand up and move forward in your relationship and start to resolve these issues, things that you have caused and things maybe you have not caused. Be the example for your family. Be a man of your word. Follow through. If you know what's right, do it. If you screw up, apologize. And live and love and forgive on purpose and work hard at it every single day of your life. And tomorrow, take one step farther. Be a little bit better tomorrow than you are today. Understand that you matter to your family. you matter to your family more than you know. And they do want you to be the hero, and you can. So get after it and go get it done. And if you need support, Jeannie and I are here to help you with that. We are here as a support mechanism, as an outlet. We will keep your information private, and we will coach you through it. You can have the marriage and the life that you want if you are willing. And are you willing to do that? I don't know. That just kind of came up inside of me, and I had to share it. That's not normally what I do on this show, but that's what happened. So I love you guys.